But I VGA. The problem is not the input, the problem is the output to the project counter.
We still have 2 minutes, so maybe it will work fast.
We'll call our superiors.
However, I think we can just start, and I will start without the slides,
if
it's okay.
You can work without slides for the first few minutes.
Well, I will just need the computer, basically, to look at the slides myself, so my computer will not be available anymore. That's the only thing, so if you can put it on another computer, I will just take this off, okay, and start to present.
With the laptop?
With my laptop and without the slides on the screen for the audience, but I will explain basically the content on the slides or however.
Right, so
it's just going to be a speech.
You'll use your slides to help you remember?
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
So to do that, we really need a slide for the debate.
We're doing our best.
Okay, so let's just go ahead without the projector.
And appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, I can use this if need be.
So I will do.
You do have green board, I guess, and chalk.
Okay. That's fine.
So I apologize. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty with Christina's slides, but hopefully we'll get that fixed shortly. But she's going to go ahead and get started. So thank you, Christina.
Yes. So hello, everyone. In my defense, I do have slides, but they are here, so I will use them for the purpose of this presentation. My challenge would be basically to attract the attention here and not on the screen. I am, however, very excited to be here and to present you some aspects regarding technology challenges for privacy, the case of decentralized social media. First of all, a small disclaimer. This talk is not legal advice. It is meant to be taken generic, and it's not to be applied to a certain particular situation. If you're searching for legal advice, I strongly encourage you to go and seek it. And also, it's meant to be a bridge between technical aspects and the legal community. And this means that it's sort of sacrificing a bit of legal and technical procedure in order for it to be more adjusted for both the communities, the legal community and also the technical community.
I'm sorry, you need to put output to the HDMI because there is no output from your laptop directly.
No, let her speak.
Here. Yeah,
work.
you give me your...
Okay.
I'll do it with this laptop.
Okay.
It reaches, so... You can get to...
Yes,
so
no, it's okay. Okay, so to continue... Some legislation, I think everybody heard about the GDPR, we are very aware of its existence, is meant to protect personal data. And personal data means, in the sense of the GDPR, personal identifiable data, and that means basically any data that can be used to identify an individual alone or corroborated with another type of data. And here I would like to mention, for example, name, email, address, phone number, but also IP address and login IDs, images, social media posts, and so on. On my slide, I have a few statistics regarding the fact that main social media platforms have increased their number of users, and we are talking about billions of people that are currently using social media. And on the other side, we have decentralized social media, for example, Mastodon, where we have also a certain number of people, so it attracts attention, and also a significant number of toots, which is, in fact, more than 1 quadrillion, 562 trillion, and so on. So we have a lot of personal data that is out there, and that is being given away willingly by us, consensual. And here we find ourselves in our society, basically, in a situation of being in a privacy paradox, because ourselves we are giving away consensual our private data, but on the other, from the other point of view, we are seeing ourselves basically in a situation of of how to explain, give away our data willingly, but on the other side, we find a lot of awareness campaigns and a lot of situations where we hear from everywhere that privacy is important, we should care about our privacy and so on. But on the other side, we are giving away our data. And this creates a situation of maybe a black box society. It has been said that we are living in a black box society where hidden algorithms can make or ruin reputation, decide the destiny of entrepreneurs, or even devastate an entire economy. Just 1 second. Is everything okay? Okay. So we have some privacy design strategies. And this need for privacy by design, the principle of privacy by design from the GDPR, becomes more stringent in such a situation because it eliminates the aspect of us consenting to give away our private data. And it's basically very important to have people that are taking into consideration the principle of privacy by design and incorporate privacy requirements into account right from the start and throughout the system development lifecycle. And this means, according to this philosophy of privacy by design, the fact that privacy should be regarded as an intrinsic software attribute. And we can identify 8 main privacy design strategy existent. We have basically, we should look at them basically as an ideal concept because the point is to aim to reach some of them. And also, neither of them in itself is ensuring compliance with privacy by design. Now, regarding these privacy design strategies, they are split into 2 main categories based on what they tackle. On one side, they are tackled data-oriented aspects, and on the other side, we are talking about processes inside an organization. Now, the first one is minimize. I will not actually go and discuss about each of them very in detail. I will focus just on one, which is separate. But just to give you a glimpse of it, the first one is minimize, which means basically that the amount of personal data that is processed should be restricted to a minimal amount possible. And as main tactics recommended, we have select, which means that we should select the relevant people and the relevant attribute. Exclude, which means basically that we should exclude people or attributes from the beginning. Remove data and also destroy it permanently. The second one is hide. And hide means that any personal information should be hidden from plain view. For example, in a situation of mixed networks to hide patterns or in a situation where there is a request for the right to be forgotten, the data to be deleted, but it's not really deleted, it's still kept on our databases. In that situation, that data still existent should be made unlinkable and should be made unrelatable, basically. And the main tactics in this principle is dissociate, encrypt, and restrict access to personal information.
Everything's great. You're doing great.
Okay, thank you so much. From the point of view of abstract, you should limit the details in which personal data is processed, which means that personal data should be processed at the highest level of aggregation and with the latest level of detail necessary for the purposes of the processing. And as main tactics, they are basically recommending to summarize details into a more general attribute and also to group, basically to abstract information at the level of a group of people instead of processing it at the level of a single person. Another one, which is more related to processes, is inform, which means that data subjects, they should be informed about the processing of their personal data in a timely and plain language manner. And as main tactics, we have supply, make information available, basically. We have notify, for example, notify about the breach occurring. We have explain in a concise and plain language manner. And also, we have another strategy, which is control. Which means that we should provide the means necessary in order to tackle the consent of the person. And as main tactics, we have ask for consent. That means that the consent should be explicit, freely given, offered in an informed manner. We should give the user a real choice. We should offer means to review and update personal information. And we should also offer the possibility to retract consent. And Another two, enforce and demonstrate. The aspect of enforcement, we should establish privacy policies inside our organizations. And as main tactics, we have create, maintain, and update these privacy policies, and also demonstrate, which means basically that we should be taken accountable to prove compliance with privacy regulations. As a main tactics, the recommendation would be to audit, to record, to report to privacy authorities. And then we have, finally, separate. The separate aspect means that, as a best practice, we should distribute or isolate any processing of personal data, storage, collection, operations performed. And as main tactics, we have isolate. And isolation means that we should process personal data in separate databases or apps independently without access or correlation between parts. And also a second one, which is very relevant for this talk, is distribute. That means that we should partition personal data so that more access is required in order to process it. And we should distribute the processing of personal data over different physical locations with no control from one single entity. And we should use the equipment of the data subject himself and as opposed to central components. And basically, we should use decentralized over centralized as a best practice. Now, if we think about the current state, the status quo, how social media looks like, and if we think about the ideal social network from the perspective of these eight principles, we see that there's a long way to go. So basically, there's a lot of room for improvement. However, the point being is that if there is such an ideal social network, the social network would be decentralized. And users would store basically their personal information on their own devices and share them in a peer-to-peer fashion.